This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What a weekend of comments.
He was on one.
That's me in all of my disagreements with people. My part, fine. Your part, screwed up.
That's right.
You know, that's good policy. Should I uphold the Constitution? I don't know.
Jury's out on that.
I don't know. I mean, he did sort of have to raise his hand, not once, but twice. Bravo to him. He's won the presidency twice. Not three times, by the way. And said, I will uphold the Constitution. Now when he's got the office, I don't know. I've got lawyers. And the dolls. How many dolls? As I was just saying to Carter, when you think of a guy who really has lived a reserved, restraint-driven, never excessive lifestyle, that's Donald, right?
I think it's to a T, absolutely.
That could be a Bernie Sanders quote, right? Bernie saying, stop with everything that you're buying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now Donald is saying that. We'll get to the president later. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO, just glorious outside. We discussed this a little bit with Shaletta on Friday, but I'm going back to it. It is Shiloh Hendricks. She is the individual who last week was at a Rochester playground with her child. Don't know how busy the playground was, but another child, five-year-old, some reports the child is autistic, no confirmation of that, though, yet. That a five-year-old kid grabbed something from her child's bag. This is not a 25-year-old. This is not a 50-year-old. This was not an attack. This is a five-year-old who grabbed something out of an 18-month-old's diaper bag. Shouldn't have done it, right? Nobody's saying, hey, go ahead, do that. The kid's five. And so what does she go with? She goes with the N-word. And when she's confronted in a video and asked, did you use the N-word? Would you still use the N-word? And part of what she says is maybe the most nauseating of all, Dave, because he acted that way. A five-year-old kid acted that way. Shows how comfortable she is using the N-word. And then when continuing the conversation with the individual who's recording her, she says it over and over and over again. Before I get to some of the dollar amounts, what is your, because you weren't here Friday. You had a great time with your family, I'm assuming?
Had a fun time. The oldest had a little fundraiser at her school. So
beautiful.
Watching her doing a lot of running.
Beautiful. What is your reaction before I get to some of the dollar amounts and what's going on in other parts of this story?
Well, the dollar amounts are a completely different thing. I'll leave that aside right now. I'll let you get into that. But the story itself, it's just despicable. Yeah, whether it's a 5-year-old, whether it's a 15-year-old, 25, just keep going on. It's despicable
Anyone.
Behavior
yep.
either way.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about a 5-year-old, for goodness sake.
She's proud of herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel any remorse, any concern about using it. She just uses it repeatedly. She has also suggested that the person who videotaped her as criminal history. We have no proof of that either.
Yeah, who cares?
Right? And how would that be relevant? So she then goes to, what was the study in Go See?
Give, Send, Go.
Give, Send, Go. I'm not familiar with it. But she basically said, our life has been ruined. We can't go anywhere. I need your help. And as of 10 seconds ago, when it clicked off the site, she had raised $666,000, correct?
$666,455 up to the minute with the goal of $1 million.
$1 million, okay. The child's family, through the NAACP, they also raised. They started NAACP with the child's family, started a crowdfunding campaign on Friday to support legal services for the child's family, and they stopped it Saturday. See how much money they raised? $340,000. And then they said, that's enough. They stopped it. Shiloh hasn't stopped it.
Nearly 25,000 people have donated to Shiloh, a small, medium-sized town.
I think the top one, Carter and I just were looking at it, $10,000. I raised this with Shaletta. I've raised it before. Who wants to be judged on the worst of their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain points where your worst is so bad, where you may not wish eternal despair, fulfillment, any sort of success to them, but it's at a level where you just find it, as you said, despicable, disgusting. And I don't know enough about her outside of this. I know it's repulsive for her to say this to any person of color, including a 5-year-old, and then when confronted, just saying it over and over and over again. And your first default is to send her a check to register your credit card? Help me understand that. Because I get a small part of, even more than a small part, I get a part of in the concept of life that when we're all videotaped now, that if it catches us at a moment of incredible weakness, and that is just like one glimpse of our life, and it's, we just were so angry, we were so frustrated. Would we want our life ruined in that way? Because now it's captured. But this is repeated. There is separation. And this isn't just screaming and yelling or a road rage incident. This is going to the ultimate vile slur from a white individual to a 5-year-old child, and then when asked about it, using it again and saying, if he acts like it. Just feeling like, well, if you act a certain way, I'm allowed to use the N-word. And then your thought is, I'm going to donate money to this person.
I think I'm more disgusted by the people donating than by her actions.
Expand.
She can say, and there's no justifying what she said.
Zero.
Zero.
None.
It's terrible behavior. It's horrible behavior.
None.
But she can at least say, especially as she continues, I was caught up in the moment. I was furious. I was angry. Blah, blah, blah. All these emotions got the best of me.
Seems like there's a separation. I mean, there was a time
sure.
for her to collect herself.
Yes. But the 25,000.
Or offer up an apology. There's no apology for what she's saying right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
None.
Believe me. It, again, abhorrent behavior. But the 25,000 people who have seen the story, perhaps watched the video, talked about it with friends and family, and then decided, you know what? Ah, inflation, money's tight. We're all worried about our finances. But you know what I need to do as I'm in my right brain now, calmly thinking about this? I need to open up the wallet. I need to click the Venmo. I need to do whatever to send this gal some money. Because she's getting railroaded. And I don't think any of us deserve to have the worst moments of her life. Perhaps this was the worst moment of her life.
I hope
broadcast
so.
For the entire
yeah,
world.
Right.
That's not fair behavior.
No.
But my God.
It's also more importantly, not fair behavior to go around confronting a child this
correct.
Way. Or saying the N-word repeatedly somebody and assuming I get no ramifications. I have no issues to it. So there's a lot of ways to go to this, but including this one. Maybe you donated. This is Rochester, right?
Mm-hmm.
We boomed down there into the four quadrant city. When I lived there, I lived in the Northwest quadrant.
Okay.
It's
a good quadrant.
It's an excellent quadrant. Did you donate money? Do you wish you would have donated money? After hearing this story, are you going to donate money? Why would you do it? Why would you do that? And if you're on the opposite side, why are you bothered by this? Again, Dave makes a very good point. Do all of us want to be judged at the worst of our worst? Is that why people are donating? Maybe that's why some are donating. Some are donating because they're racist. To what level? I have no idea. Do you? I mean, we have no idea. But some are vile. Is there any doubt? Some of these folks are just disgusting.
No, I think at the very least they're giving some sort of okay to the behavior.
Yeah. That might be a very, very small percentage. But don't tell me there's none. Because I just don't buy it. You get to disagree. Just don't buy it. What do you want to say? I'd love a phone call. Be passionate. Completely disagree with us. Agree and answer a different context. Text away. Why are you giving money? And do you want to give this individual the benefit of the doubt? I might be willing to do that, David, if there was any signs of contrition from her. There's none, right? Zero.
No.
Where's the... I mean, I can't believe what I said. That's not who I am. That's not my character. It's unforgivable. There's none of that. It's my life's being ruined, so I need your money. I need $1 million. I need $1 million. There might be some other racists who just decide this is the way to go and say something. Say, guess what? I want some money also. 651-461-9226. Since the early to mid-90s, living in a couple houses, I've had Aquarius, Connecticut, in every house. That's how much I believe in it. The quality of water at your condo or house is essential. And I'm glad once again to be talking about Aquarius and Connecticut. I've talked about it many times on Twin Cities Radio before at the Fan and now here. At your place, wherever you live, whether you live in Lakeville, you live in Park Rapids, wherever you might live. Do you know the quality of your water? I'll tell you who does. Aquarius, when they'll come out. AquariusHomeServices.com. They will come out and check your water and make sure you have the best. How about a water softener? How about so your clothes are at their best? How about your shower is at its best? You don't want hard water. And then drinking water, You want the best drinking water system, and I have it at my house now. When I'm moving later this year, Aquarius has already set it up. I believe in them 100%. I was at their open house yesterday. Aquarius, the company I use when I trust my family for water, you should do the same.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we get to a number of texts on the story, our guy Brian Belsky in about 10 on the market and Warren Buffett saying it's been a good run. And it's been a rather good run for Warren Buffett.
He's done okay.
He's fared pretty well. The local police in Rochester have completed the investigation, and the family of the young child who was called the N-word, they are staying anonymous. The local police, because of the publicity, are going to investigate. Do you think anything is going to happen with this investigation?
No. I guess I don't know what could happen.
Right. I don't either. Right. We have so many people who are empowered now to say vile, repugnant things towards individuals because of what? Politics, race, gender, your beliefs.
Yeah, anything.
Anything. So are we going to start arresting everybody who says those comments? Where's the line on that?
Yeah.
You know, it's indefensible to say this about a five-year-old child. Indefensible. Hate speech, where's the action, where's the line on it? I don't think there will be charges filed. I will be surprised, won't you?
Yeah, I don't see anything happening.
Let's get to a number of text here, 651-461-9226. How can this woman's behavior be considered so terrible when the same or similar behavior in social media, according to some, is protected by free speech? The same standards should apply in each case. Bad behavior, that should be silenced. I'm on social media frequently. I see individuals, mainly anonymous, who say and offer comments that you would think anyone with any level of decency would never consider saying. But they still do. And attack people in ways I highly, highly doubt they would say in person. But I'm not eliminating that, by the way. I mean, we had the whole thing at the Barstool bar,
yeah,
Philadelphia, where they walk around with the sign, F the Jews. And Dave Portnoy, who runs and created Barstool, turned it into an enormous story over the weekend, found out the individuals behind it, found out the people at the bar who could have stopped it. And because he has such a large platform, they've all been exposed. So this is going to a bar, popular place, holding up a sign, F the Jews. So to say no one's willing to do the reprehensible in person, we've moved past that point. I mean, it's always been there. It's just becoming more commonplace, right?
Oh, sure it is.
But for me to sit there and say, each time I see something in public, which I find as gross as I find this, and say, well, there are other awful things said, so I'm not going to comment on this. I'm not going to say this. Are you?
No, and we can call out bad behavior, whether it's online, in a bar, or at a playground.
Heck no to giving to someone who's supposed to be an adult. Where is her own moral integrity, ethics, along with the decency and self-respect? I want to hear from people so far. I'm getting comments, criticism. I want to hear from somebody saying they donated. Because there's 25,000 people who donate, right? Not too far from here. Or I want to hear from somebody saying, I still might donate. Why would you donate money to her off these comments? Let's see. 100%. I'm not 100% sure how the GoFundMe works, but I thought I heard at some point you had to have legitimate reasons for GoFundMe to accept you. This is not on GoFundMe. This is on Give, Send, Go?
Give, Send, Go.
Okay.
By the way, she's up another $400 since the last time we checked.
Good. Good. A lot of people talking about Trump and racism. On that, Donald Trump has a history with his comments, including issues with places he rented and restrictions that he faced and charges of that. Other comments have been incredibly troubling. He still uses Barack Hussein Obama. Jeez, can't imagine why. And again, speaking of Barack Obama, he talked about his birth certificate over and over and over again. And if Barack Obama was a white person, he never, ever would have brought it up. It's just a word. She could have called him another awful comment, which would be just as bad, and nobody would care. Well, it's not just a word. Every word is just a word. If that's your silly comeback, well, this is just a word, then no words have meaning. No words have implications. No words carry certain weight. No words are empathy. No words are decency. No words are harsh. And the worst of the worst. So the N-word should matter.
There's a reason she chose it.
Exactly. She wanted to be as vicious as she possibly could, and had no problem repeating it. None. Zero. Zit. Zero. Seems to be a lot of money in race baiting on both sides. They get maximum coverage by the media. There's race involved in an endless amount of stories in our country. And sometimes race is used for reasons when it really doesn't apply, Dave. How do you say race isn't involved in this case when an adult white woman to a five-year-old kid of color uses the N-word repeatedly?
I'd say it's clear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
I mean, it's central to the story itself? My God. Who has said more racist things, Trump or Biden? Trump, and it's not even close. Not even close. I wonder if she would say the same thing to the mother or father. It sounds like she's just a coward. I don't know. When the other adult came up to her and was recording her, that's when she said the N-word repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't fazed at all. 651-461-9226. You can always text us. Brian Belsky on Warren Buffett and a career like nobody else's. And where does Belsky think we're at with the market at this point? Our guy, our economic guru, Belsky in moments.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.